Gandang gabi po sa inyo lahat. Crossworld people and friends of Crossworld, wherever you are in the world, we welcome you to our Word and Prayer, our Wednesday Habit.
Yeah. Gandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Parang kailan lang, ano? Oo, kasi parang kailan lang. Kasi this is, I think, the first year anniversary natin, no, sa pagla-lockdown.
Hindi natin masabing happy anniversary.
Oo, no? Okay. Saan ba tayo noon, nung in-announce yung lockdown? I think we were in UST. Tama, nung in-announce yung lockdown, we were in UST hospital para magpa-check ng aking mata. No, at ayaw kami papasukin sa loob ng ospital kasi nga mayroon palang dalawang COVID patient doon sa loob. Kaya nandun lang kami sa labas ng UST hospital. Pero nakakakaba. No, walang tao sa daan noong panahon na yun. That was a year ago. 52 52 weeks ago. Yan. At kung babalikan natin ito, ano, naalala ko yung simula natin, ano? Papasalamat tayo sa Lord kasi immediately after the lockdown, wala na talagang pwedeng mag-gather, eh, no? Pero praise God kasi tinulungan tayo ng Lord to start with online prayer. At ito ho yun, 52 weeks ago. 50 weeks ago.
Yes.
Ako palang mag-isa nun.
Oo. Single ka pa dyan.
Single pa ako. No?
Single ka pa last year.
And then, ayan. Sinamahan mo na ako. Salamat sa Lord na meron tayong opportunity.
Welcome po sa bahay namin.
Yeah.
I can still remember, nagkahagulo kami sa kaming sulok ng bahay po namin. Dadako para mag-live streaming. We were not prepared, no? Even our house was not prepared to be viewed publicly.
Hindi tayo ready for that.
Sigurin ang Panginoon for how He sustained us and how He is still sustaining us even though isang taon na po tayo sa lockdown. And sadly, ay nag-shoot up ulit ng ang cases ng COVID around the globe and here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So, ingat po tayo.
Ayan. Yeah. So, well, let's begin with prayer. No, manalangin po tayo sa Panginoon and we will be discussing this praying the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah,
and Lord, teach us to pray. Ito ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. Hindi tayo marunong mag-pray, but may the Holy Spirit teach us now how to pray. Higyan natin si Pastora Sita to open us in prayer.
Okay. Let us all together pray, Crossworld Church. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. Lord, even nasa ika-isang taon na po kami ng lockdown, Panginoon, talagang napupuri kami, nagpapasalamat how you are still sustaining us with your protection, with your covering, your provision, and most especially your presence, O God. How you cry with us, how you walk with us in these trying moments, and how you empower us, Lord, to walk in this time of darkness, in this difficult time, with you, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Salamat up until tonight, Lord, narito kami, sama-sama kami, nagtitiwala, at naniniwala na ikaw ang Diyos na kasama namin at mayroon kang ginagawang himala sa aming buhay, mm-hmm, sa aming bansa at sa buong mundo, Panginoon. Salamat sa gitna ng uncertainties, sa gitna ng takot, ng terror. Lord, you embrace us with your mighty presence. Salamat po. And even in this time of sharing our lives together in this word and prayer, samahan mo kami, Holy Spirit. We are desperate for your guidance, your light, and your truth to come upon us tonight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Yeah, praise God. So, you know, prayer is a gift from God. No, this is how we respond to His goodness and how we respond to His promises. An opportunity to draw near to Him and talk to Him. Madalas kasi pagka narinig natin salitang dasal, parang mabigat, ano? Obligasyon, ritual, no? Pero ang prayer is really nurturing a relationship, no? with God. It's communicating with the Lord. Punta muna po tayo sa salita ng Diyos,
okay,
na ating pag-aaralan ngayon.
So it's word time na. Alright.
So we praise God, praying the Lord's Prayer. No?
Yeah.
Ito yung itinuro ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga disciples. No? Na sabi ng mga disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. No? Ang dami-dami ipatuturo. No? Pero siguro talagang they are awed and amazed sa prayer life ni Jesus Christ. Kaya yung mga disciples, they were so engrossed and passionate about one subject, and that is prayer. Kasi kitang-kita nila sa buhay ng Panginoong Jesus. Maikli lang itong tinuro ng Lord na prayer sa mga disciples. 72 words lang ito sa original. No, basahin lang natin ito. No, sabi dito ay pakibasa nga mamaya ating prayer.
Tayo pong magbasa ng salita ng Panginoon. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Salamat po. Makikita natin ito sa Luke and sa Matthew, no, itong Lord's Prayer. Now, isa-isain po natin ito. In between, maaari tayo mag-pray, no, in response, no, to the lesson that the Lord has taught us. Ito actually tinuro ng Lord as a principle, no, hindi para maging memory verse.
Oh.
Although, maganda rin gawing memory verse so that in time na wala tayong hawak na Bible, we can reflect and be reminded of the, siguro yung mga mahalagang prinsipyo sa panalangin na ito para magawa natin. So tingnan lang natin how can we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, yun ang pinaka introduction niya. No? Sabi dito, when you pray, no, recognize that God is your Father. All who receive Christ and believe in His name have been adopted into God's family and become His children. Therefore, we can cry out to God as a Father and approach Him with love, intimacy, and without fear. So for so long, lalo sa Old Testament, ano, they only know God as God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, no? Pero it was Jesus who introduced God as a Father. I mean, God longs for intimacy. God wants to communicate with us, no? Kaya pinapakita po dito na prayer is a beautiful conversation. No, it's a lovely communication with our Father in heaven. And we become His children through Jesus Christ. Sabi nga sa Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And the word Abba here, ito po yung pinaka, parang, alam mo yung term of endearment, no, natin sa mga tatay natin. Tawag ko sa aking tatay ay tata. Yung aming mga anak, ang tawag naman sa akin ay papa. Si AB minsan, papi. Pero, basically, ganun ka-close, no? Kasi, Ben, God wants to converse with us, to communicate with us. And you know, if prayer is communication, no, the most important aspect of communication is not really talking. The most important aspect of communication is listening. Kaya when we approach God, our Father in heaven, parang dapat mag-pause ka muna dyan. No? Parang, our Father in heaven, you pause. Here am I. I am listening. What do you want to say to me? What do you want me to hear? What are your instructions? Or anong gusto mong sabihin sa akin? So let's approach God with the, endearment and love and affection. Because our Father is not just in heaven, but in our hearts. Amen. Okay. Secondly,
is hallowed be your name. No, in Tagalog ay hindi po haluin ang pangalan, paghaluhaluin. Kung hindi hallowed means to glorify, to honor, to give reverence. So sabi nga in biblical times, yung daw mga names no, were believed to be a manifestation or revelation of a person's character. So tinatawag yung mga pangalan na, halimbawa, from Abram to Abraham. Why? Kasi yung Abram, no, parang nobody, no, pero yung Abraham is a friend of God. So, ganun ka-significant yung mga pangalan noong unang panahon, lalo na sa Old Testament. Kaya naman, yung pangalan ng Diyos ay hindi natin may paghihiwalay sa kanyang katangian.
Mm-hmm.
The name of God is inseparable from Himself. And hallowed means holy, greatly revered, and honored. Hence, our first petition in prayer is that God gets honored and treated as sacred.
Amen.
Kaya, ang ganda nung sinabi dun sa Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Mm-hmm. So when we pray, we should enter into His presence with reverence and awe by worshiping and exalting His name. So sometimes, no, alam na natin, ako personally, what excites me to prayer is I approach God as a Father. Okay, lalo na sa mga kagaya ko na lumaki kayo, na wala kayong tatay. Kaya naman, may tatay kayo pero hindi nyo maramdaman ang kanilang presensya. Or kaya talagang merong, alam mo yun, indifference. Or yun nga, nawala yung tatay sa madaming kadahilanan. So it's one blessing to know na when we come into prayer is you can call Him my Father, Abba Father. Kaya lang, as we grow older in this kind of approaching God, no, telling Him Father, isa nagiging over familiar na tayo. Kaya yung iba nakahiga na lang, nagpe-pray, o kaya yun nga, parang you pray na lang out of whatever you want to say to the Father. Pero dito, tinuro ni Jesus na sabi niya, glorify the Father, honor the Father, worship the Father. Na paglalapit tayo sa Kanya, may reverence and awe. Talagang grabe, no? Sinasabi ni David, "Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all my inmost being." You don't just pray to the Lord with your lips. You praise the Lord with your heart, with your soul, your spirit, and even all that is within you, even your intestine.
Oh.
All your cells, all your brain focused on Him. And you just, wow, this is a precious time. I'm so thirsty for this presence of the Lord. And you begin to say, God, I worship you. I honor you. Lord, I want to see your holiness, your goodness, and your mercy and your grace. Lord, I'm coming into your presence with that great knowledge and anticipation that the one you are calling to is not just an ordinary person. He is God. So, grabe po. Now we can have an access to prayer because of Jesus. Pero now that we can pray anytime, sana yung moments na yun talagang in reverence and awe. Amen.
Actually, we can pray right now, no, approaching the throne of God. Kasi when we come to Him, we begin with adoration. We begin petitioning, not in our behalf, but on God's behalf, according to His terms, no? On His terms. No? Kaya we can do that by, you know, exalting Him, mentioning His names and His qualities, yung mga magagandang katangian ng Panginoon.
Yeah.
At dahil kasama natin ang Panginoon, siguro gawin na natin ngayon, ano? Let's approach the Lord with adoration. Okay. Sige, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, salamat po because in the middle of our discussion, we can come to you and we can worship you. Right now, Lord, we adore you.
Yes.
We lift your name, the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your love for us. You are holy. You are perfect.
Yes.
Lord, Not only that, but you're gracious, compassionate, and loving.
Yes.
Salamat po, Panginoon, dahil talagang kahit kami ay nagkakamali, you're always there to pick us up, to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hindi kami karapat-dapat, Panginoon, but you are so good. Lord, salamat because you're a generous Father. Your provision is beyond our imagination. Your protection, Lord, is so strong and solid. Kaya we worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We want to gaze at your face. We want to behold your beauty tonight. Kaya, Lord, we pray that you continue to reveal yourself to us by the power of the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So, nakita na natin yung Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Pangatlong yugto nito ay your kingdom come. No? Dito naman sa your kingdom come, ay we are praying for the advancement of God's kingdom on earth. So ang agenda sa prayer, no, ay yung agenda ni God, hindi yung agenda natin. No? Na paano yun? Na si Jesus yung mag-reign now and forever. It has been God's plan from the beginning of redemptive history, and it's the final act of his story. As such, it should be a priority in our prayers. No? Minsan nga, titingnan natin, pag tinimbang ba yung ating mga prayer requests, no? Madalas talagang ano eh, Lord, pamilya ko, kalusugan ko, proteksyon ko, trabaho. Negosyo ko, trabaho ko, pangarap ko, health ko, puro ako at akin, no? Siguro dapat i-reorient natin ang ating pananalangin na unahin muna natin ang kanyang kaharian. At sabi nga, lahat ng iyong kailangan, eh, kaya niyang idagdag. Basta unahin lang natin siya. Sabi sa Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. No? So pray for God's kingdom to come and to come now. Pray for the message of the gospel to be preached all over the world for missionaries and evangelical outreaches. Also pray for unbelievers in your life to come to know Christ and for guidance to carry out the Great Commission and making disciples.
Yeah.
Yun pala nakapaloob yung kaharian ng Diyos. So hindi lang yung sarili nating munting kaharian, kundi ang kaharian ng Panginoon na nakapaloob doon yung mga kapitbahay natin, mga kakilala natin na hindi pa nakakilala sa Diyos. So itong maging content ng ating panalangin. Amen.
Amen.
Then, susunod ay?
So sabi dyan, yung your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. So yan ang puso ng panalangin ng Panginoong Jesus sa itinuro niya sa kanyang mga disciples. That when we pray, no, napakahalaga na we surrender our will to God's will and let it reign in our lives. Hence, yun nga, yung pangatlong petition na ito ay para doon sa kalooban ng Diyos na siyang magganap sa atin dito sa lupa. So nakilala natin, meron tayong Father, no? And then nakilala natin na yung Father natin may iba-ibang names, no? Na siyang nagpapahayag sa atin sa bawat kapanahunan natin at sa para ang kanyang kaharian ay magganap sa ating buhay, sa mundo, sa paligid natin. And ito yung puso ng prayer na, Lord, ang dami ko pong sinabi, but not my will, but your will. Be done. So, sabi nga sa isang psalm, no, in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8, I delight to do your will. Oh my God, your law is within my heart. Parang sinasabi niya dito na my favorite thing to do is to accomplish your will. No, parang my delight, I delight, I love to doing, I love to going, I love to embracing, I love to abiding in you, in your will, O God. So, ang will ng Panginoon ay revealed in the scripture. So, the more we read His word, the more we get to know the will of God, the more we walk, no, into His light. At makita natin mismo ang Panginoong Jesus. Siya mismo ang ehemplo kung paano kanyang isinurrender ang kanyang kalooban sa kalooban ng Diyos kahit na napakahirap ng kanyang daraanin sa krus ng Kalbaryo. That pinadalangin niya, sabi niya doon, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. So, sana ito po ang maging panalangin ng puso natin sa tuwing lalapit tayo sa Panginoon, sa dami-dami ng ating mga desperation and pagpakahilingan sa Panginoon, ang dulo ng lahat ng ito ay ang kalooban pa rin niya ang magganap sa ating mga buhay. Pero ang ating pong admonition dito, the more we pray for God's will to happen into our lives, sabi doon, sana hindi tayo magpe-pray ng Lord, let your will be done, pero ang lungkot-lungkot mo. Or kaya parang, Lord, let your will be done, kasi alam ko naman, kahit gusto ko, hindi mo pa rin ibibigay. Or kaya, kung ano yung gusto mo, yun pa rin ang mangyayari. Parang resentful yung heart, negative yung spirit. No? So parang nananalangin ka, minsan no, yung panalangin mo, alam mong mali, pero nananalangin ka pa rin. Parang sinusubukan mo si God. Tapos at the end of your prayer, sabi mo, sige, let your will be done. Pero alam mo yun, ang bigat-bigat ng kalooban mo, hindi ka masaya na sumuko sa kanya. So dito sinasabi na, ang challenge dito, when we say, Lord, let your will be done and not my will, no, talagang mayroong joy, mayroong submission sa kanya, na kung pagkatapos mo sabihin na in Jesus' name, amen, and whatever happens, no, talagang ito yung kalooban niya, dahil naganap yung kalooban niya, dito siya mag-glorify at dito mo siya makikilala na makapagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa kanya. So, magkaroon po tayo ng pagsuko sa kanyang kalooban at pagsunod sa kanyang kalooban ng may kagalakan, yung tinatawag nating joyful abandonment. Naiiwanan mo ang sarili mo, ide-deny mo ang mga gusto mo sa sarili mo at mangyari sa mga kaparaanan mo, ibibigay mo iyon sa Panginoon, pero masaya ka,
yes,
magalak ka, at talagang alam mo yon, walang doubt, walang bitterness, walang resentment, because you recognize that whatever God says and whatever He wills for you, that's the best.
Amen.
Yeah.
Di ba ikaw din ang nagsabi nung Sunday, parang nung message mo nung Sunday, sabi ni Jesus, no, my food, no, you don't know my food, my food is to do the will of my Father. Ganun niya tinumbas, ikinumpara yung kalooban ng Panginoon. Parang kung nag-i-enjoy kang kumain, nag-i-enjoy ka rin sumunod sa kalooban ng Panginoon. Maganda siguro panalangin natin, Mama, itong prayer na ito na your kingdom come and then your will be done, na maging totoo sa atin.
Yes.
No? Pwede bang i-lead mo kami, okay, sa prayer?
Tayo pong lahat ay manalangin. Hallelujah, God, tonight, Lord, in this gathering of your people, here in this sanctuary, even online, in everyone's home, Lord, we recognize that we don't live here on earth forever. We belong to you. We belong to your kingdom. And you sent us here, Lord God, for your kingdom to come down. And this is our prayer, Lord. Doon sa kaharian mo, mayroong katuwiran. Doon sa kaharian mo, may kabanalan. Sa kaharian mo, may kagalakan, kaligtasan, Panginoon. And this is our prayer, O God, na mangyari ang iyong kaharian dito sa lupa. Sa kapanahunan namin, habang lumalakad kami temporarily sa buhay na ito, let your kingdom come to us, to our family, to our nation, to this world, O God, in the name of Jesus. Panginoon, gayon din ang dalangin namin. Marami kaming gustong mangyari, marami kaming kaparaanan. But right now, once again, Lord, we surrender our will to you, knowing that you are our Father, you are our God, you are the King, Lord, who owns the kingdom of heaven, and you are the King who owns our lives. Kaya ang dalangin namin, let your will be done, Lord. Amen. Marami po kaming mga kapatid dito asking for your healing, asking for your provision, asking for wisdom, asking for your blessing. At nais po namin sabihin, Panginoon, let your will be done. Because we recognize that your will is perfect, your will is good, your will is everything, and is all for our good. Kaya we glorify you, our God, our King. Let your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And amen. So yung unang part ng ating panalangin, nakita natin that it is God-centered. No? It is, ang orientation nito is all about Him, all about His kingdom, all about His name, all about His will. No, ngayong na consumed na tayo ng ang ating attention sa niya, binigyan naman niya tayo ng opportunity to you know, be yes. open and be transparent sa ating mga needs. Kaya ito 'yon. Ito na 'yung portion na pwede na tayong humingi. Give us this day our daily bread. No? So God is our provider and he wants us to come to him with our basic needs such as food, shelter, clothing, etc. And when we ask God for provision and prayer, we acknowledge we need him and that we depend on him solely. God doesn't want us to worry about such things because he knows we need it and will provide. Also, whenever we come before God with our petitions, we need to thank him for what he has already done for us. Yan. So, ang paglapit sa Panginoon ng may pag nanalangin at pagsamo, no, ay actually pagpapakumbaba ito na hindi natin kaya at wala tayong kakayahan na matamo ito sa sarili nating lakas. Napakahalaga ng dependence natin sa kanya. So there is no such thing as a self-made man. Lahat ay galing sa Panginoon, no? So at ayaw din ng Panginoon na tayo nag-aalala, napabalisa sa mga bagay na iniisip natin na palagay natin ay kailangan natin. Sapagkat alam na naman ng Panginoon kung ano yung kailangan natin. Kaya huwag kang mabalisa. Sabi nga dito sa Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So pag sinabing do not be anxious, ibig sabihin yan, pag naging anxious ka, nagkasala ka. Kasi pinagbabawalan tayong mabalisa at mag-alala. Tungkol daw saan? About anything. Pero ang antidote dito sa pag-worry ay gawin mo ang lahat sa pamamagitan ng pananalangin at pagsamo ng may pasasalamat. And then, let God know your request. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, ano bang mga pangailangan mo? Siguro mamaya po, you can share to us kung ano mga prayer requests ninyo. At the Lord is here to answer our prayers. Yan, oo. So, ano bang kailangan nyo ngayon? Pagkain, shelter, clothing, no? Or
any spiritual needs, siguro.
Yeah, oo.
Wisdom.
Kailangan nyo ba ng lumakas ang immune system?
Yeah.
No? Natatawa ako kanina, merong nag-send sa akin eh, na nailagay ko yata yun dito. Sabi dito eh, no? Sabi niya, dumating ako sa punto ng buhay ko na ayaw ko na magkaroon ng katawan ni Derek Ramsey, mukha ni Gerald Anderson, o kutis ni Agang Ulap. Lord, bigyan niyo na lang ako ng immune system ni Juan Ponce Enrile. Joke lang po, pinatatawa lang namin kayo. Pero ang mahalaga dito, no, is that we come to him with our, you know, knowing that he will provide as he promised.
Siguro yung word na daily, right? Yeah. The word na sinabi mo kasi dependence. So our dependence should be on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We don't just depend on the Lord when we have needs, no? Parang, or kaya pagka yung needs mo na na-meet na, parang okay na. Mm-hmm. Saka na lang ulit ako mag-pray kapag ka mayroon akong pangangailangan. Mm-hmm. Pero sabi dyan, give us this day our daily bread. So, yung association ng daily is, pre-association ng daily is our ongoing, continuing, and yielding, no, na talagang regular yielding on God, on His provision, on His presence, na parang exciting, no, yung pagka tumatanaw ka sa daily food, daily clothing mo, galing sa Diyos yun, eh. So, hindi siya weekly to ask the Lord, weekly or monthly or ganito. So, it's a daily asking. It's a daily dependence.
Amen. That's really good. Okay. So, punta na tayo sa pangilan na ito.
Alright. The next part of the prayer is, forgive us our debts.
Yeah.
Ayan. Patawarin niyo po kami sa aming pagkakautang. Ayan. Ano po ba ang ating utang? Ayan. Ang ating utang po sa Panginoon ay ang atin pong mga kasalanan, no? Forgiveness is a spiritual need and we should pray for it as frequently as we pray for our physical needs. So both, no? Yung spiritual needs natin, yung physical needs natin, pareho natin inilalapit sa Panginoon. So it is essential to ask for forgiveness of our sins and repent because God is holy. Yun. So kapag tayo nagkakasala sa Panginoon, serious po ito eh, because sin breaks our intimacy with God. So pagka mayroon tayong kasalanan, ito yung namamagitan sa atin at sa Panginoon. The same way with the intimacy between a father and his child would be affected when the child is in rebellion, di ba? And only restored when the child turns around and apologizes. So we always teach our children na kapag nagkaroon sila ng pagkakamali, or just say the magic word. But what is the magic word? Sorry, I am sorry. Or tayo habang lumalaki, alam natin na nakaka-offend tayo sa ibang mga tao, nag-a-apologize tayo. It goes the same, no, with our relationship with the Father. So when we commit sins, we offend Him. And not only that, na-offend natin siya, talagang nagbibuild ito ng wall na nagkakaroon din tayo ng separation from God. And it caused our sins, no, na talagang malayo na mapakinggan ng Diyos ng ating mga panalangin. Not because mahina ang kanyang pandinig o ayaw niya tayo pakinggan, but because our sin blocks the way to God. So sabi ni David, I acknowledged my sin to you and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. So kahit na anong kasalanan po natin, kahit na anong kinasadlakan natin, there's only one remedy, no, for us to start over again. And that is through the road of repentance. True repentance. Yung totoong pagsisisi, yung totoong pagsamo sa Panginoon. So, mahalaga po that every day, no, there is an everyday repentance, daily agonizing, that God, Lord, purify me, cleanse me, and search me, O God, and know my heart. Napakahalaga po na when we come to the Lord in prayer, we ask Him, God, search me, and know me, and see if there's any wicked things in me, and lead me to the way everlasting. So before pa tayo makapagpatuloy ng ating buhay at maging pagpapala sa iba, hihinto tayo sa presensya ng Diyos, and we will allow God to cleanse us and purify us from all our sins.
Mm-hmm. Amen. At sabi nga sa Isaiah 59:2, hindi daw dahil sa maikli ang kamay ng Diyos kaya hindi niya tayo maabot, at hindi dahil sa malabo ang mata niya kaya hindi niya tayo makita, o mahina ang tenga niya kaya hindi niya tayo marinig. Ang nangyari daw, meron sa pagitan natin at ng Diyos na malaking hadlang, yun yung kasalanan. Na kahit kita ka, dinig ka, at abot ka ng Diyos, hindi ka niya pinupuntahan kasi nga merong kasalanan. Kailangan mong ipagsulit, kailangan mong aminin, kailangan mong angkinin, i-own, at ihingi ng tawad sa Panginoon. So mahalaga po ito, mga kapatid, na we confess our sins before God. And He is faithful naman and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Yeah. Kaakibat naman ito ay actually condition ito dun sa forgive our sins eh, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Mm-hmm. So, kung hihingi tayo ng kapatawaran sa Panginoon, dapat marunong din tayo magpatawad. We also need to forgive people who offended us. Notice Jesus said, as we have forgiven our debtors. It means, before we can even ask God for forgiveness of our sins, we must have forgiven others. No, paano mo malalaman kung hindi ka pa nakapagpapatawad? Aba, eh, bukang bibig mo pa. No, siguro, isa yan. Hindi ka maka-let go. Hindi ka maka-move on. Na parang every time magkukwento ka, laging laman ng bibig, laman ng isip, laman ng puso. No? At laging may point of preference. Laging doon ka bumabalik. So, mukhang sariwa pa. Therefore, ask God to help you forgive anyone who may have wronged you. Then seek His forgiveness for your sins. If we have something against others, God will not forgive us. of our sins. Sabi sa Mark 11:25, pakibasa nga niyo.
And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
Napakahalaga po nito, mga kapatid. Siguro, tayo dumako na sa Panginoon din sa pagkakataong ito. And let's ask for forgiveness and let's ask God to help us forgive. No? Kasi itong madalas na hadlang, kaya hindi tayo napapakinggan ng Panginoon sa ating panalangin. Shall we all come before the Lord and pray? Panginoon, kami po'y lumalapit sa iyo. Bukod sa aming mga basic needs, pang-araw-araw na pangangailangan, physical, food, shelter and clothing, at ano pa mang pangangailangan namin. More than anything, Lord, what we need is forgiveness. Kaya, Lord, we ask you to please forgive us of all our sins sa amin pong mga nagawa, mga naisip, at mga ugaling hindi ayos, ang aming pakikitungo sa aming mga mahal sa buhay, ang pagtataas namin ng boses, ang pag-iisip namin ng masama sa ibang tao, ang pagchichismis namin o ang paninirang puri sa iba. Lord, please forgive us. Ang inggit, ang pagsiselos, ang kahalayan, ang kayabangan, ang pagiging materialistic, Lord God, we ask that you cleanse us and forgive us, Lord, from all these sins. And for the many sins, Lord God, na alam mong guilty kami, Lord, we ask that you have mercy on us. And more importantly, Lord God, yung po mga taong kinukulong namin sa aming puso na hindi namin mapalaya. Mga taong kinamumuhian namin, mga taong kinaiinisan namin, Lord God, help us to be forgiving as you have forgiven us. Lord, help us to forgive. Because unless we forgive, Lord, we won't be forgiven as well. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Only by your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Parang ngayong pandemic, no, talagang kasama-sama tayo sa pamilya at maraming nagkasakitan. At kaya po maganda na magkaroon ng turning point, no, sa ating mga buhay while we're learning this Lord's Prayer. Hindi lang natin ito unawaan by ear, no, mind, not just to receive it from ear sa heart, but by do it, releasing, you know, forgiveness and receiving forgiveness as well, primarily here in our home.
Amen.
Or in every home na kasama natin ngayon. The next part of the prayer is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So this is the last petition, you know, that has to do with our battle with evil and sin. So always remember, mga kapatid, tayo po ay nasa gyera at ang kalaban po natin ay si Satanas at ang mga demonyo, and they would entice us, no, to fall away from our faith, intimacy with the Lord by this temptation na tinatawag. Sabi dito, although God never tempts us, hindi po talaga tayo tutuksuhin ng Panginoon, pero inaalaw niya po ito sa mga sitwasyon upang masubok din malaman ang ating kalagayan ng puso natin sa kanya. So even Jesus, no, he was led into the wilderness with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit, pero talagang he overcame temptation. The Father allowed it, no, to happen to Jesus. Pero nakita natin that Jesus overcame it all and victorious talaga siya. So ito yung gusto natin na maranasan habang lumalakad tayo sa buhay na ito, that we will remain, no, overcomers of every temptation. And sabi dito, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Talaga pong yung temptation will lead us to doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
No? Talaga pong dadalhin tayo dito away from God and away from our faith. So, pakaingat po tayo. And sabi dito, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It is a prayer. Prayer to whom? To God. It is not a prayer to myself. Kausapin mo yung sarili mo, kaya mo to, kaya mo to. Mm-hmm. Hindi talaga natin kaya. So, it is the power of the Lord that will help us. It is our relationship with Him. Ito yung unang pinanalangin mo kanina, let your will be done and not my will. So pag nasa gitna ka ng temptation, talagang let the will of the Lord happen to you. Ano ba yung will niya? For you to be an overcomer, for you to escape, to resist temptation. So let your will be done. At hindi mo pa pwedeng sabihin, tao lang ako, mahina ako, pero din akong pangangailangan. Kaya una, ipinakita sa atin ng Diyos, ng Panginoong Jesus, that there is the Father, mayroong kingdom, mayroong kalooban na siyang magaganap sa atin, lalo na sa panahon na tayo ay tutuksuhin at aagawin ni Satanas sa kamay ng Panginoon. Pero may promise in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So, maganda yung promise dito na wala naman temptation na hindi po common sa lahat. Kumbaga, parang walang temptation na sa'yo lang. Mayroon ding temptation. Yung temptation mo ay maaaring temptation din ng iba at nagaganap din sa iba. So, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, ako lang ang natukso dito, ako lang ang mahina dito. Kaya nagsabi dito, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. So, look up unto the Lord. Look up unto Him. And He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. So, ibig sabihin, no, God had deposited upon us godliness. Meron na siyang dineposit sa atin eh. In 1 Peter, when you read it, no, sa unang aklat ni Peter, meron na pong dineposit ang Panginoon sa atin na kalakasan, no, ng spiritual strength to overcome temptation. So sa panahon na ito, yun ang pagaganahin natin. I have heard a commentary, no, nung daw panahon na si Joseph, the dreamer, nasa gitna siya, no, ine-entice siya, no, Pharaoh's wife, no, come, you know, parang sleep with me, something like that. And talagang, alam niyo, sabi daw ni Joseph, there was no greater man on this than I. Pero sinasabi doon daw ni Jacob, ni Joseph, na walang ibang malakas dito, greater man dito, sa gitna ng temptation, kundi ako. Ano ibig sabihin? Sino ba ako? Binabalikan daw iyon ni Joseph, I am nothing. I have nothing. I am saved by God. God brought me here and He gave me everything, no? And He restored everything back to me. At yun daw po iyon, the new Joseph, the redeemed Joseph, the saved Joseph is greater than every temptation, is greater than all trials. Kaya nakapag-emerge daw po si Joseph. And who made him that strong? It is God who is within him. So, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Siguro, panalangin mo, Mama, the Lord will truly lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil.
All right. So, sige po, let us all together pray. Hallelujah, Lord God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We take the sword of the Spirit, O God, in Jesus' name. Your word, your truth, O God. Panginoon, you have already promised, you have already given us the way, Lord, to escape from this darkness, Lord, and to overcome all the works of the devil because of what you have done on the cross, Jesus. Lahat, Panginoon, ay napagtagumpayan mo na. At ikaw, Panginoon, ang aming Diyos, ang aming kaligtasan, ang aming maestro, ang Panginoon namin. At ikaw lamang ang pararangalan namin. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters, for every one of us in this room, Panginoon, na nasa gitna kami ng temptation, nasa gitna kami ng gawa ni Satanas. O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, awaken our spirit, revive our spirits in the name of Jesus. Open our spiritual eyes so that we might see, Lord, what you have done on the cross. It's for our victory. It's for our redemption. It's for our deliverance against the works of the devil. And we bind every bondage of Satan against our family, against our children in the name of Jesus. Anything that brings us away from you, Lord. Yes, we Lord. Rebuke this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we pray right now, Lord, God, Lord, maging malinaw po sa amin ang aming identity sa iyo. Maging malinaw sa amin ang aming values, ang aming mission, ang purpose namin. And that is to glorify you, to live with you and for you, for your kingdom and your glory alone, your will to happen into our lives. Lord, bigyan niyo po kami ng stamina, bigyan niyo po kami ng strength to overcome every temptation, to run away from it and to resist it. And may you find us faithful every day. May you find us giving glory unto your name alone. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, purihin ang Panginoon, ano, na natapos natin yung Lord's Prayer. Actually, meron pang pahabol ito.
Mm-hmm.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Wala daw ito sa mga naunang manuscript, no? Pero sa KJV, King James Version, no? Ginawa niyang footnote ito na siguro talagang part ng doxology.
Ganda eh.
Na talagang nagsimula ka sa papuri sa Panginoon, magwawakas ka sa pagpupuri at pagliwalhati sa Panginoon. Okay, so that's the Lord's Prayer, no? At nawa ay marami tayong natutunan, no? Na tungkol sa pananalangin, no? Na tayo ay magpuri sa Panginoon mula umpisa hanggang muli. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So praise God for that. No?
Hallelujah. Tonight, okay. we have seen, no, the greatness of the Lord in this prayer, that our God, can call Him Father. And yung Father natin, no, meron siyang kingdom. He is also our King. Kaya kapag sinabi ng hari, hindi pwedeng mabali at hindi pwedeng hindi masunod. Kaya ito po ang lundo ng ating pananalangin. When we approach Him, we can come to Him anytime and sana daily we can approach Him in prayer. And we only acknowledge His kingdom, His throne, His glory, and for His praise.
Amen and amen. So marami pang pasasalamat dito sa Panginoon, and we rejoice with you sa mga answered prayer. Maaaring hindi na natin mabasa yung iba dito. No?
Yes.
But nevertheless, we thank God for, you know, the Lord's provision for your lives, the Lord's protection, no, maging healing, no, mga kapatid natin na may mga karamdaman. Okay. Maya-maya po, dadako tayo sa panalangin. We'll be praying for some of our brothers and sisters who are in the hospital right now. No, pero bago yon, meron lang tayong ilang mga announcements, no? So that we can be prepared for this. We will be launching Pray and Go sa mga men, pero pwedeng sumama din ang mga ladies if you want, no? Lord willing, sa Sunday, sa ating pagkikita-kita sa church, no, eh, maging available po itong door hanger, no, na sa pag-ikot po natin sa, di ba, nasa condo ka, no, para bang meron tayong naiikutin mo lang yung mga pintuan at ipagpa-pray mo yung mga tao doon, lalo ngayon kasi bawal lang, so ano eh, parang bawal yung nakikipag meet up ka, no, but you can just stand in front of the door of a condo unit or a house, and you just pray. Ipag-pray mo lang yung pamilya, pag-pray mo lang. At pagkatapos yung ipag-pray, ay lagyan mo nitong door hanger. Nakalagay dito, we prayed for you, that God will protect your home from COVID-19 and that He will provide for all your needs. Then Crossroads. Sa likod dito, nakalagay ganito, dear resident, we were in your neighborhood today to simply bless each home with you with this prayer. Nandito yun, the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Yan yung papadalangin po natin sa mga bahay. And then let us know your prayer request. Contact us, nilagay mo yung pangalan mo dito and then your telephone number. So that kung may prayer request itong bahay na pinag-pray mo, He can respond to you. And that's an opportunity, no? Para ma-share yung gospel, ma-pray, at who knows, baka maging member ng life group. So, hopefully, maging available ito this coming Sunday for 10 pesos per door hanger, no, that we can use, no, to bless the people in the neighborhood. Okay? And then, this coming Friday, Mama, ano nga itong...
Alright, so we once again invite you for our synchronous prayer, 9 a.m., 4 p.m., 11 p.m. So sa Friday po ay si D.L. Moody ang ating makikilala. So sa starting over naman po, 8 p.m., we have our word sharing. Meron pong live group na naka-feature. So maki-live group po tayo, maki-share live po tayo. Maganda po yung topic nila. Last week, we talked about the foundation in life. And now, no, how do we enhance this foundation in life? So, thank you mga kaalab sa pangungunan niyo po sa amin. Exciting, no? Nakikilala natin yung mga great men of faith. And through this, no, so influence sila and the Word of God, doon tayo nagbabase ng ating pananalangin sa synchronous praying natin. So, praise God.
Amen. Lives. And then, yeah, next okay, next week na ito, marriage okay. As a redemptive journey. Be sure to register via Google Forms. No? Punta po kayo sa Crossroad FB page, makikita niyo po yung promotion, yes. And just click the Google Form.
Invite your couple friends,
yeah.
Para po sa talk na ito. This is a very interesting topic na kailangan po nating lahat, lalo na sa panahon na ito, na mapanauli talaga ang disenyo ng Diyos sa ating pong marriage.
Amen. So, yun po, mga kapatid.